irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, that's 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For all our Hispanic sistren and brethren around the world, that's numero uno. I don't know how to say the LA Talk Radio part in Spanish, but we'll go with the... I can at least do the numero uno part. Hey... What up to all our Los Angeles and other, well, listeners from around the world, of course. We have listeners all over the world that listen to this program, not just in L.A. We have people on the East Coast, the Middle. We got other countries that listen to our show. So this is great for us that we can have a band like the band we have on today. But we'll get to that in just a moment. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block is on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 every week, every Wednesday. Tune in 6 p.m. Pacific time or 9 p.m. Eastern time. And we are also syndicated on other networks. We are Jenny and the Muse are your hosts for today. I am Jenny, of course. It could be the Muse. Maybe that's Jenny. I'm just kidding. Does he look like a Jenny? I'm just kidding. Put the blonde wig on him. I don't know. That'd be kind of funny. Anyway, we're syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Castbox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, and Geo7. Oh, yeah, we're on a bunch of places. Soon to be more, I hope. Manage the following bands or artists through Get. Which is the High Priestess, as tarot card readings and crystal ball and healing and everything. We also have Star Daddy and the beautiful Nola Star. And then we have Jane's Addicted, Aussie Train, Mortis, the Devil's Reject, and the Mortis Doll Dancers, featuring Lillian Sin, Voodoo Kitten, and Cinder. We also have Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. We have Fallen Fury, our buddies from San Luis Obispo. Check out them. They're a great metal band. We have Side Effect. They're like heavy metal, hardcore band from Bakersfield, California. We also have Burn the Ships, which is kind of like new metal. Rap and metal mix. That is, they're up in also Bakersfield, California. We have Berserk, and then we also have Hollywood Nightmare. They're a metalcore band out of Los Angeles area. And we also deal, a quick shout out to our bars and venues that we work with regularly or did before COVID, of course. And we hope to be working with them again after this is all over. We have the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles at 267 South Main Street, LA, California, 90012. Owners Mark and Angie Cordova. Shout out to Mark and Angie. We miss you guys. Can't wait until you guys are back in business or we can get this all going again. Petey's Place, 6025 Reseda Boulevard in Tarzana. Owner Petey Partello. We also have the Universal Bar and Grill, 4093 Lancaster Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. Owner Greg Beer, shout out to Greg, shout out to Petey over there in the Valley. We also have Rainbow Bar and Grill at 9015 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. Shout out to Nick Fuoco and Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. Check out his tribute band, Nightmare, which is a tribute to Alice Cooper. We have the amazing rock band Oris from Chile with us today. But first, before we come on with Oris and start talking about them and playing their amazing music, we have next up Derek Webb. Derek Webb, our amazing health consultant from New Hampshire. Take it away, Derek. Gotta unmute your mic, buddy. Unmute the mic.
There we go. Can you hear me, Jenny?
Yes, go for it. You're on.
All right, how's it going tonight, Jenny?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. I'm actually going to be doing our chest workout tonight. We're going to be doing some chest and pectorals, so we're going to be doing chest and balls. What's that?
We like chests. Or what? I do every time I go to the titty bar. I can't stop looking at their chests. Oh, sorry. No, go ahead. Those amazing workouts for chests. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's all good. All right. Yeah, we're going to be doing some medicine ball workouts tonight. So we're going to be taking away these medicine balls. And we're going to be doing the medicine balls. So right here, we got what we call chest and balls, which I like to call it, and or Jenny would like to call it the Hooter balls, you know. But yeah, we're going to get down here. We're going to do 5 reps of each other rep. I'm going to come back up. It's going to be a fabulous workout. But you want to use and be safe with these at home. I strongly recommend you do this with cushion, or if you're a first timer, you modify the workout a little bit, maybe just use your arms. You come up on these beautiful medicine balls right here. Nothing too big, nothing too sturdy. Come up, just like that. Gonna get yourself up. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Boom. Come down. Those are good for the chest. Then another thing I'd like to do, these are dumbbell presses with the chest, too. These will help your pectoral muscles, help build the chest. Take these dumbbells right here. These bad boys, get these 30 pounders. Come in and up, butterfly style. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ooh. Burn. And you put those down. You want to level these. You can actually do pull-ups. Not pull-ups, but push-ups. Using these for stability, but that's also good for the chest and the pectoral muscle. So kick our stability ball out of the way here. We're going to go down. We're going to do about 15 of these. Ready? Just like this. Pull these up diagonally. There's more width and more grip. And the tighter you get on the chest and the pecs. So let's go. Nothing to it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I was feeling good tonight, so I did 20. But there you go. You got your medicine balls, your dumbbells. Good for some chest. The flies, especially, beautiful coming in and out.
How about that? Love it.
Oh, yeah, Jack.
That's a good workout.
When I introduced the medicine balls, I said these are Jenny's specials because they're not the fooder ones, you know? I said, we've got our balls here, but considering they're not what Jenny, but in comparison to what you were talking to, two different topics.
I like balls just like I like chess. All right, anyway.
Like, you know, you're gonna have the ass, the balls, the chest. But it was a beautiful workout. And next week we're gonna be doing some yoga. So tune in live. We're gonna be doing some yoga techniques. Beautiful stuff coming up, and we're going to be showing some yoga and ways to meditate and meditate using the mind, body, the soul, and some breathing.
Awesome. Looking very forward to it. All right. Thank you. That was Derek Webb. Hell yeah. All the way from New Hampshire.
Woo!
What did you say?
Woo!
Jenny.
Check out. Derek and I are going to have our own show on the side called Real Talk with Derek and Jenny, or Jenny and Derek. I don't know. Whatever it sounds. Which either way, it sounds good. We're working on it.
We're getting there, one step at a time.
We're gonna have our own little side project. So look forward to that. We'll be talking. It's gonna be more not interview based, but we will talk to people about the entertainment industry and get people's feedback. Maybe feature some music and some movies and some whatever. All right. Well, thank you, Derek. We'll talk next week.
Oh yeah, beautiful. Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
All right. Peace out.
Peace.
Right. We have our band Oris. We have Nicholas from Oris on from Chile, all the way from Chile. How's it going?
Hello. I'm kind of a little nervous, but having a great time talking with you. You sound really cool, so that makes me more comfortable.
That's good. Our guest as comfortable as possible.
Thank you.
Listening to your music, it's just, it blew me away. Really good stuff.
Thank you.
I love the artwork you use, especially the rabbits. What's up with that? And it's like you had that one little you have this like common thing through your some of the pictures, like a rabbit. I thought that was awesome. I was like, what the heck? This is cute. I like this.
Yeah, because we as a band, we are focused on tell the story of the little boy that appears on the videos, Jack Rabbit. So we are always focused on that, you know? So that's basically the reason why Auris exist.
Oh, I love it.
Tell the story of the little rabbit.
All right. Okay, so it's spelled Auris. And how do you say it in how you guys would say it over there, and then
In Spanish is Auris, but you said Auris, and I really like how that sounds.
I like Auris. Can you tell our listeners what it means?
Auris means ear in ancient Latin. So in Spanish, Auris also. Sounds really, really close to iris, that is the black part of the eye. So we feel it's like a mixture of the power of the eyes to look at things and also mixed with the power of see things through here. So that's kind of like the game we like.
I like that. I like the deeper meaning of it. That's very nice. I like that.
Yeah, we always to make everything have a meaning, you know?
That's good. How long have you guys been a band?
Well, like a real band, we're from like 4 years ago, but the songs and the whole concept and everything, I have it like 10 years ago. By myself, I make all the songs and stuff, but I didn't have like a band that could help me to play the things and stuff. So I basically end up recording myself, the drums, the guitars, all the vocals. And now we are a band like from 4 years ago until COVID. That kind of messed up with our schedule, but we are looking forward to move on into the next stage with no COVID. And go back to normal and show our stuff, make more videos, play live.
How crazy is it over there right now with COVID?
No,
it's like a year, but what's it like over there?
Yeah, no, we are going back to normal. Like 4 months ago, it was like everything was closed, quarantine everywhere. But now it's like lower amount of people infected. I don't know if I say it right, but now we are like in probably a month or two, we are going to fully normal, I guess. I hope to.
We thought the same thing. And then here in Los Angeles, our numbers just like went sky high again. People got too comfortable. People weren't, people were having big gatherings and they weren't, taking precautions like they should have been, wearing masks and social distancing and this, that, and the other thing. So we're going back Friday night. We go back to curfew. So a lot of non-essential restaurants and like not non-essential businesses, things like that, would be closed by like 10. And it's just like, yeah, things are starting to go back to how it was a few months ago. And that really sucks, especially we're really hoping to get everything going again. So we've just decided we're going to start doing, online concerts. So, you guys could participate. You could play from where you are. You would just come on, like, maybe through Zoom or something. We'll set something up. And then you just play your set, half hour or whatever, and well then
wonderful.
We'll have like some, we'll have some like performers in between the bands, like some freak show and different kind of performance acts and stuff, we'll have some of that going on, and then we'll have in between, and then we'll have the band, we'll have like a 15 minute intermission where we'll have somebody performing. They can do their thing. But we can have bands from all over the world participate in this, and they can just play from wherever they are.
Cool. I think that's maybe like the one positive thing about COVID that kind of forced people to embrace new ways of communicate with each other. In music, in art in general. So I think that's kind of a positive in some way.
Yeah, I mean, we still want to get the message out there. We still want to showcase up-and-coming bands from around the world. We're not, if we get an occasional, big person like, our buddies from the band Orgy, or, we have other, people who are on a bigger, a higher level of, like they've been around longer, they're well-known, they're established, like Aerosmith or, something big, that, once in a while you'll get something like that, but I'm not looking to just showcase that. Every other radio station and every other radio host and stuff wants to showcase all the big people that are already famous and, know what I'm saying?
Already famous. You say it.
Famous. They already get played everywhere. They already have big tours. Well, I mean, they will again, but they're starting to tour a little bit here and there, like different states and stuff. But it's like concerts don't look the same now as they did before. So it's a little different, but we're trying to make the most of it and figure out other ways to do this. So if we can do online concerts and have like we're doing right now, we're doing an online interview. You're calling through us. We're calling through a Zoom thing, and we're able to go on Facebook Live. You know what I'm saying? So there is a way we can do this, and I'm looking to try to download the videos from this, and then upload them to Instagram, my Instagram television page, and then and then our YouTube page and everywhere else. So we're trying to really figure out a way to do all of this. So, if we can have bands and people from around the world who can jump on this and showcase their music and their style, and maybe bands from Japan, maybe bands from we have bands from England. We just got a band that we're going to have on our show at the end of February from like the United Kingdom. And I just found them by mistake. Like I wasn't even looking, like I was just trolling through the Facebook feed, All of a sudden, like, oh, I saw this video or something, and I was like, oh, let me check this out. And I'm like, oh, I find people like that. You came to me from the band I manage, Cleaver, because you play them, you know them, And so as soon as you said you knew Cleaver, I was like, yeah, no problem, I got you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's really cool that people like you are kind of backing up new bands like you said, the famous bands are already famous. They have their music played everywhere, so they don't need more kind of attention. It's like
everybody knows who Aerosmith is. Everybody knows who Kiss is. Everybody knows who Metallica is. And yeah, that's great. They get played on all the major radio stations, and that's great, and that's wonderful. And I love their music. Don't get me wrong. I love listening to all the stuff from the famous people that I've grown up with and loved all these years. But, you know, other people need a voice. Other bands. Other authors, you know, people who aren't famous, who aren't, I mean, there's all kinds of famous authors out there. Everybody already knows who Stephen King is. Everybody already knows who, you know, Robert Pattinson is. Everybody already knows who, like, all these different, you know, authors are. Clive Barker, whatever. There's, like, millions of authors out there that people already know who they are because they've already had award-winning, best-selling novels and stuff, you know? So our show is to showcase the up-and-comers, people who are really trying to make it in the industry, or maybe they used to be famous 20, 30 years ago, but they fell off for whatever reason, because there's so much competition out there, so many bands, so much music, so many different people for you to listen to and watch that, you know, it's crazy. But
really crazy. There's like so much out there that you can discover new things every day. It's like
it's so amazing that we can talk to a band like you. You're all the way halfway across the world from us. You know, we're in Los Angeles. You guys are in Chile. That's like what, South America. So that's crazy. That's what I'm saying. So it's like that's
really far.
That's amazing. So you've been around for 4 years as a legitimate band. How many members are there?
Live, we are three. We are a three-piece. I mean, I am a guitar and vocals. We have a bass player and a drummer. So that's like the basic musical setup. But we like to use a few friends that can help us to make the show more theatrical or more cinematic. You know, like... When we got into the stage, when we are on the stage, a friend of the band plays like a clarinet, I don't know, a wind instrument, and we make like a presentation that, hello people, we are a band that it's going to tell the story of Jackrabbit. Jackrabbit is a little kid, and so before every song we have like a little intro and different stuff, but musically we are only three. That's, you know, awesome. Like the bands.
Okay, so introduce yourself, your name, and then the names of the drummer and the bassist.
There you go. I am Nicolas Saldívar from Chile. I am the lead singer and guitar from Oris. The bass player is Giancarlo Ramirez, who is also a luthier, and the drummer, the new drummer, is Leo Arevalo. We met with him on March this year in March, and we kind of have a really cool vibe going on, and we invited him to play in the band because back then I was like a drummer and singer for like 3 months because we have our former drummer went out of the band. And I said, no, we have to play, and we are a rock band. We can have anything digital except for the drums. So I said, I'm going to play drums and sing it so we can make it like more as real and powerful as rock as possible. So when we have like the last show with that formation, we met Leo, and we get to rehearse just once on like March, and then the COVID came and we got together like a month ago again. So that's like the band.
That's awesome. You know, what style of music would you consider yourself to be if you had to put yourself in a category, I guess?
Well, I would like to say that we make a kind of new genre, but I think that's not true. We use mix a lot of grunge, nu metal, prog, and pop. I think those are the four main influences in our music.
Love it. There's a lot of, I hear a lot of the influences in your songs. It's just incredible. I love the song I listened to.
We like to make the influence really be there, so people can listen to and think, oh, this sounds like that. This song is like a mixture of a little bit of Korn, a little bit of Pearl Jam, a little bit of everything. So we are looking to make in our music the same thing that Tarantino does with his movies. You know, he kind of puts like little pieces of different movies. We kind of like to try to do that, the same thing in music.
Love it.
Yeah, because we use a pattern from a Nirvana song with another little part of a Deftones song and a little phrase from different, so we kind of like to make a tribute to the music that inspired us.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Zach, let's play one of your songs. We always do what's called Dealer's Choice. So you get to pick the song, you know, in what order that you want to play them. So what would you like to play first?
I would like to go with the Sacred Lyre first.
Okay. Yeah, Veronica, can you cue up the Sacred Lyre?
Come on. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
to the yes. See the, you see the husband over there all putting up the horns?
Yeah. Like, hail Satan.
Yeah, he's all over there. That was awesome. That's good. That was good. I love that. Can you tell us a little bit about what that song's about?
Yeah. Well, the name The Sacred Lyre is like a reference to the Chilean author Alejandro Jodorowsky. He's like a, he reads the tarot and a lot of things related to art in almost every form. And I, as a little kid, I kind of feel like a big influence of him in my view of life and how art can help people be happier or heal things and stuff. So I kind of approach the tarot. And this song, The Sacred Lyre, it's like the wisdom that will guide Jack Rabbit in order to get to his goal. And this song uses the 22 cards of tarot in every phrase. You know, like born is like a born inspired, refers to the Le Barreleur. It's like the magician. Sitting silent, it refers to the Emperatrice. And every phrase of the song is one of the 22 cards of tarot. That's basically the meaning of the song.
I love the tarot.
Cool. Yeah, I love it too.
I used to have a tarot deck and I used to read tarot.
Cool.
Yeah, I used to do tarot card readings. Actually, they were very accurate, which was creepy. Used to kind of creep people out. They were like, how do you know this kind of stuff? I tap into my mystical. That's all I do. My mystical side. I tap into the other part of me. Okay, let's play our next song. What do you want to play next?
I would like to play Domestic Violence. It's like the chapter one in Jack Rabbit's story.
Oh, it's here. Can you cue that one up, Ronan? That is the vibe.
Yes.
I'm afraid to be here.
Hell yeah. That was amazing stuff.
Well, thank you.
That was, I mean, you have such a powerful voice. You really do.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have two more songs to play. Mm-hmm. We only got 10 minutes left of the broadcast. Man, this has been awesome just talking to you about everything.
Yeah, same here.
So let's play the last two songs. Which order do you want to play them in? We'll do the two-pack, back-to-back.
Yeah, I will go to They Call and then They Lay.
Okay, so play the last two songs. So you said They Call?
Yes, and They Lay.
And then They Lie.
Yes.
Okay, so can please play that in those in that order. That was fucking awesome. All right, we gotta end the show. That was awesome, dude. That was amazing.
We love just watching.
We want to thank the band Auris from Chile for being on our show today. Thank you so much, Nicholas. And I'm assuming that's one of the other bandmates there. All right.
Thank you so much for being
on the show today. Thank you. We really appreciate you. Can you quickly tell people where they can find you on social media?
On Facebook, we are as Auris the Band, the same as in Instagram and YouTube.
Hey, that's
everyone like Auris the Band.
Yeah, just type in Auris, the band, and you will find them everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all over the place. Check out their music mostly. Are you guys on Spotify?
Yes, we are everywhere. Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music.
Their music. You heard the amazing stuff today. If you want to hear more of that, go check them out on Spotify and everywhere music is sold. Thank you so much for being on the show today. We appreciate you. And long live and prosper. No, all right, that's the other one. Okay. All right. All right. Bye. Till next week.
We
have Circle the Earth will be on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Circle the Earth. Check them out if you haven't already. Amazing music. Michael McBay. See you next week. All right. Peace out. Till next Wednesday. Booyah.
You're listening to Ginny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.